You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hi, and welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, I know a few of us are guilty of turning a blind eye to what our clients are really wanting when we get all too caught up in all things business. It's really easy to let one area slip when we are focusing on trying to improve the next. Today's guest has done an amazing job of navigating the intersection between what your clients actually want and how to deliver it as a salon owner. Join me as I talk with Hayley, media strategist and owner of House 36 Salon Consultancy, about the ultimate client experience. We're covering topics from client consultation to insights into our biggest industry letdowns, as well as why we as salon owners, managers, hairdressers, beauty therapists need to stop assuming. You're going to love these insider tips. I can't wait any longer. Let's jump right into it. Hayley, welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. I'm really pleased to have you.
Yeah, me too. Hi.
So, Hayley, why don't you start with telling us where you are in the world, what do you do, and how did you get to be doing what you're doing now?
Okay. So, I'm currently actually based up in Whangarei now. I've just moved up here from Auckland. My business is pretty much predominantly online now, so I can kind of move around the country if I feel like it. I would class myself as a salon consultant, but my business does kind of go into a few different areas now. My background has been hair salons for about the last 10 years, being quite high management in quite a corporate salon that's been out there. That's taken me to do what I'm doing today, to bring a bit of that corporate systems in place to the smaller salons out there that need a bit of help, but they also don't want to spend a fortune getting that help. So my business is made up of several areas. I supply a lot of content and systems to help run salons more smoothly. I do a lot of beautiful digital marketing design and websites for salons. And I also am a social media manager, so I can create constant flow of fresh content to engage and inspire and attract clients, and you don't have to do anything yourself.
Yeah, I love that you do all the things and you kind of do it for them, because I know one of the challenges as a salon owner is that, you know, there are so many things to be doing. Who's got time to wear all the hats in our business, right?
Yeah, that's kind of how my business got created. I was on maternity leave and started helping my friend who's a salon owner out because she was just too busy. And from that, another salon needed a bit of help and they just needed somebody to come in, do the things for them and kind of leave. And that's pretty much how my business started. And since then, it's developed a bit over the year, but still that's my aim, is to help the smaller salons out and get ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Because I think the fallacy or the mistake that we make as a small business owner is that we should be doing all the things ourselves, when in fact we can't. There's just not that many hours in the day.
That's true. There's so many courses out there that you go and do and you spend quite a bit of money on them and you come back with all these fantastic ideas, but then you get down into the day-to-day running of the salon and those ideas just get pushed aside. And that's a shame because, you know, they are good ideas out there, but having the time to do everything is just impossible.
For sure, for sure. And so it actually gives us, you know, a little bit of a luxury to choose the things that we love to do and to delegate the rest, would you say?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So one of the things that we wanted to talk about today was the ultimate client experience, because if we're not giving a great experience to our clients, then we don't have the income and then we can't do all the things that we want to do.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Share with us, what are your thoughts around what are the three most important things if we want to have the ultimate experience for our salon?
Well, I hear quite a lot that without, you know, clients, there is no business, but I actually believe it's more, you know, we do have lots of clients out there, but we don't have as many stylists out there nowadays. So I'm a big believer that, you know, making sure your staff are happy and their work fulfilled is a really important part of the ultimate client experience.
Mm.
You know, the happier your staff are, the better service they will give to their clients anyway. And that's, you know, and that's not about paying them more money. That's just on job satisfaction, you know, training, making sure it's fun at work. You know, it's inspiring to come to work. The team ethics are really strong. All those types of things. I think when you kind of, any job you're in, if you're happy at work, you do a better job. So that would be my, have to be my top tip, is just make sure your team are happy.
For sure. Yeah. And that's, you're right, because without a team, we can't service the clients unless we want to work 60 hours a week.
Exactly. And I, unfortunately, you know, trying to get replace senior stylists at the moment is really difficult. You know, there are not that many out there. You know, they kind of, you know, some women go off, have babies, might not get back into the industry. People go overseas and traveling. So our industry is getting smaller and smaller with the amount of staff available. So you really got to keep the ones that you've got, and then you can kind of grow the clientele from there.
Okay. So if we keep our staff happy and they're prepared to show up and perform at their best to deliver a client experience, what's the next most important thing that we need to be focusing on?
I think having the having a really exciting consultation, you know, one that shows energy. I think the word, so what are we doing today, needs to be banned from every salon.
Amen.
You know, I worked with a senior stylist years ago, and she was incredible. And, you know, her clients would turn up at the salon and she would be like right there greeting them. She was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to do your hair today. I've been thinking all week about what we can do. And the client's face always used to light up. She just made them feel so special. And, you know, her retention was the highest in the salon. She had the best figures, best results. And she's actually gone on to do some incredible things in the industry now. But it was just the energy that she brought through her consultations was amazing. And I think, you know, we're missing that a little bit.
For sure. Actually, I have to say that my stylist, now she used to be my manager and education manager, and she became my bridesmaid, so she's a good friend. But
yeah,
despite all of that, she is that person you just described. She is full of energy, and she thanks me for letting her do my hair.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's, oh, I'm so lucky to be able to do your hair. Thank you so much. And, you know, she's, I know she says it to everybody, but even when she says it to me, I actually feel it. Like, I feel that energy that she's actually being truthful and genuine. And
she's really present with you, I'm sure, you know. It makes a massive difference, because you would leave, you're smiling, you're happy, and you're going to tell your girlfriends, oh, you've got to see my stylist. She's amazing. And that's what you kind of need. So yeah, I think having energy in your consultations is, you know, is amazing.
I think that sentence you just said at the beginning, hi, I've been looking forward to doing your hair a week, or I've been thinking about what we can do next.
Yeah.
That in itself would just blow your client's socks off, right?
That's what I think. It's just, yeah, it's making your client feel special and that you've been thinking about them. And even if they only want a trim, it doesn't matter. You're giving them ideas for maybe the next time, you know?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Beautifully said. Tell us a little bit about home hair care. How does that fit into the client experience?
Well, I think it's one of our industry's biggest letdowns is, you know, our retail side of things. So many of our clients are still going home and buying supermarket products and wondering why the hair's not looking as good between appointments from when they leave the salon. You know, we say we're not like salespeople, and I suppose we're not, we're creatives, but I do feel that we need to find that love back into retail again and let our clients know that the products that we use for a reason. You know, they are better for your hair, they're better for hair health and to create the look that we want. And, you know, people will pay for them if they know the benefits of how good that they are. I do think that I speak to a lot of clients and they do kind of go, do tell me that they never know what products get used on their hair, what shampoo that they should buy. And a lot of people don't want to ask. So they just leave and they just try and create something from the supermarket, which is a real shame.
For sure. Do you know, I've had a client in my chair and when recommending something or talking about something, it was a long time ago now, but I always remember the moment so clearly. And she turned around and said to me, Larissa, where can I get some of this? Where can I pick it up? Yeah. I kind of bonking her on the head and say, over there at the retail shelf. But it made me think, you know, we assume too much. We assume that they know that we sell it even. We assume that they know because we use it, that we recommend it. And I think we don't open our mouth enough. Would that be fair?
Oh, you've hit the nail on the spot, really. It's definitely, we assume so much. Yeah. You know, even down to the simple things of washing our hair twice, you know, like in the industry, it's a given. We all know that, but our clients don't know that. They don't understand why to wash their hair twice with shampoo, why to not put conditioner on their roots, you know, why our products are better than the ones in the supermarket, you know, how much to use. And a lot of people, they will spend $30, use it in a couple of weeks because they've poured too much on their hand and put too much on their hair and think, I'm not doing that again. So it's all about educating, but I think part of that has to be that your staff need to find the love of it, and they need to understand that they're not selling products and it is all about just recommending. And the worst scenario is the client's going to say no, and that's all it is.
That's right. We shouldn't be fearful of the no.
No, and we are, because no one wants to feel rejected, but I think it's... it is, at the end of the day, it's just retail products, you know.
Actually, we don't have to take it personally when someone says, no, I don't want that shampoo. Why do we take it so personally?
I think it's because it's that feel of that we haven't sold it enough to them. And if we had sold it enough, then they would take it.
Right.
And it shouldn't be about that. Everyone's circumstances are so different. What you can't afford today, you might be able to afford on payday tomorrow. So, And it's about also retail's about, you know, showing your clients like the senses, you know, what it smells like, the texture of it. Some people want to know all the special ingredients. Other people just want to know that that it smells nice, that they're going to get this result from it. It's cosmetically going to make their hair feel better rather than make their hair look healthy or be healthier. So it's definitely about knowledge, I think, with retail.
Yeah. Okay. Well said. All right. Well, look, you're a business owner and running a business is challenging and it has its moments. What is a mantra or a quote that you have that keeps you going as a business owner that you can share with us?
I've got two that I always tell myself. One's that definition of insanity, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah.
It's so easy to fall into that category. So I've got to keep always tell myself that. And the other one is just always reflecting what I'm doing right now. Is it going to get me the change I need? I think like everybody, we tend to procrastinate and take on the easy jobs, you know, first so we can just tick them off the list. But they're usually the jobs which aren't actually the ones that are going to get us growth.
I love that. I'm 100% a believer in that one. And it's really hard to get out of the easy tick and into the really focused work, right?
Yeah. Because the easy ticks don't take very long to do. And it feels good to tick it off your list.
Yes.
And then those bigger jobs just get bigger and bigger. And then it becomes too much and overwhelming. So, but they are the ones that are going to make you successful.
Correct. So, and I think, you know, when we're in a lockdown of this, you know, time by the hour type environment, it's really hard for our brains to get into the big tasks, the ones that are going to make the impact when we feel like we've got small spaces of time. So time management to allow our brains to be creative and work on the important stuff is really important.
Yeah. And I think break those big jobs down because usually they aren't, if you can break them down, then they're not as big and overwhelming. You know, you can do maybe one bit one day and one bit a couple of days later.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be that's going to take me 8 hours of one day to do. It should never be like that. It should just be I'm going to do a bit here and a bit there and you'll get that end result eventually.
Yeah, so the key is doing the breakdown first because if you do the breakdown, it always feels like a big
The big elephant.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. And delegate where you can. You know, you don't always have to do everything yourself. You know, I think we don't trust some of our team enough. Some of them are capable of taking on some of the harder jobs that we need to do.
Or outsource.
Yeah, people or like outsource. You. Like me.
All right. Look, what is one resource, podcast, book or something that you suggest salon owners should read?
I read this book years ago, and I think every salon owner, manager should read it, and it's The 1 Minute Manager by Ken Blanchard.
Yes.
Have you read that one?
Yes. Changed my life.
It's such a small book, but it just really focuses on how we need to explain and teach our team to do the jobs that we need them to do. I think we easily write people off by, again, it's that assumption where we assume they understand what we mean. So then when they don't do it, and then we reprimand them when in fact they just didn't understand, or they needed to be shown a different way, or they just needed to be reminded a few times. It's just such a good book.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yep. Good recommendation. All right, Hayley, look, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your words of wisdom. Where can people stalk you and find you? What's your dub?
So I'm house36.co.nz. So that's all one word, no numbers. Facebook, House36 Salon Consultancy. You'll find me on Instagram. I'm pretty much all over social media. Yeah, or just give me a phone call. All my details are on my website.
Thank you, Hayley.
No problem.
Let me share a little secret to business success with you. Every business success is grounded in business know-how. Now, it may sound simple, but trust me, it's easier said than done, or else you wouldn't be feeling time poor, working late and long hours, and suffering from constant headaches due to team miscommunication or wearing all the hats in your business. If this sounds familiar and you're ready for the madness and the mayhem to end, and maybe you want to actually take a few days off rather than just take a pause from nearly having a nervous breakdown, then you need my free guide to the freedom and profit formula. Now, in this guide, I reveal the 5 key steps to freedom and profit. This is the framework I used inside my own business, where I worked only 15 hours a week in the business, with a turnover closing $2 million, earning a multi-six-figure income for myself. And yes, it is well within your reach too. Whatever the goal, head to the salonownerscollective.com to get instant access to your free 5-step freedom and profit guide and begin to build a business that you envisaged when you started and gain back just a little bit of freedom and profit for you inside of your business. As always, thank you so much for joining me and tuning into the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Until next week, continue pursuing your dreams of freedom and profit.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes, or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa, and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.